It's Monday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mystery Wrestling Theater 420, episode 64, season 3, episode 17. We're going to call it Honor No More, and I'll explain why later.
All right. So, happy birthday to Vince Russo, Mike Awesome. Ooh. Yeah. Gary Hart, Vinny Marcellite, whatever.
Vincent.
And Reggie Bennett.
All right. And strain of the day is Cadillac Rainbows. Rainbows with a Z. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's fitting with wrestling.
Now, like Prediction Friday, we're going to do that first, right? Get into that? All right. So I had 55, you had 52. We went 6-6, or 6 each.
Yeah.
So I'm at, what the fuck is 6 plus 5?
11.
61 for me. And 58 for you.
All right.
So.
Not too far behind.
I decided instead of reading all the names and butchering all 22 of these names that ended up happening.
We're only going to go with the ones where we're different.
Right. That seems to be the easiest way. And we'll start. I'll go first since that one is my pick. So we have Double J versus Kay Hansen. I think Double J. So that's my point.
All right, then we had Vanessa Demonopoulos, I don't know if I said that right, and Silvana Gomez-Juarez, and Vanessa won.
That's your point?
Yep.
Then you picked Tony Gravely, I picked Simon.
Yep.
And that's the second point for you.
Yep. And then Francis Ngannou and Cyril Gagne, and I pick Gagne, and you pick Ngannou. So
the four that went different on, we split. So yep. No. No movement.
Numbers changed, but the difference didn't change, right. Basically.
And nothing else happened. Figueroa was a new champion.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's worth mentioning out of that.
Yes.
All right. Where do you want to go?
I guess
it was Impact and NXT.
Well, let's get Impact out of the way.
Just get Impact out of the way.
I guess that tells you what Impact was like this week.
Yeah, Impact was a rough watch for me. I don't know about you, but Impact was definitely hard to get through.
I fell asleep at three different points, like trying to watch it, and I had to rewatch it, like try to pick it back up, like over like two different nights, I think it was.
Yeah, it just wasn't a fun watch. I was like, dude, what is going on?
We had like Inspiration versus Madison Rayne, and Caleb with the K was the first match, which was meh. I mean, I think the whole card was just meh. And then you had Josh Alexander versus Big Cone or Khan. I don't know how the fuck you want to say that.
What are you reading?
Am I not reading the right one?
No.
Oh, that's the next one coming up.
No.
Yeah, that's the next one coming up. Sorry.
So that's why you don't know. That's how bad it was. You don't remember what you watched. Big Khan, huh? That's weird. Like Connor from Ascension?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know who Big Cone is.
I'm going to say it's
3 days ago. There we go.
All right. So back to Impact.
Because you know what threw me off is it said tapings from the 22nd, but it was on the 20th. It was the episode that was whatever.
Yeah, not important. Yeah. So we had Tasha Steele.
Steele versus Chelsea Green, yeah.
Right.
I'm on the right wing now.
With Mickey James on commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I was not very impressed.
Yeah. I mean, I like Tasha. And I like Chelsea, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I even like the commentary better, but like, it just, I was like, I'm not really into this. I don't understand. Like, I thought neither one of them did a very good job.
Yeah, Bleacher Report even gave it a C+ as a grade. So like, I mean, I agree with that. That should have been better than it was. The Influence versus Decay was next.
Right. That it wasn't even Decay. It was just Havoc.
Yeah.
Because they injured Rosemary in the first like 4 seconds, so it wasn't
really a match. Yeah, a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Which was not put together well. Like, I thought it was very sloppy and very ugly, and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
This isn't what I want to watch. So, not good. Then another 2-on-1 match with VSK and
Dice versus fucking Zicky Dice versus fucking Morrissey.
Right.
Which, I mean, that was literally just made to make Morrissey look strong because he's going against Moose.
Right.
Again. Like, we know that's happening.
It's definitely happening. It was not a fun watch there either. Gresham and Macklin wasn't a bad match.
No, I mean, you know, it was a Ring of Honor match, too. It was
a pure rules match. Yeah. Which is, you know, we had the what's it, what they call them? The Ring of Honor 5 or whatever they were calling them.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever stupid name they fucking gave them. But, I mean, that wasn't a bad match. It had good wrestling in it. It was probably one of the better match of the night.
Yeah, it was probably the best match of that night.
Wrestling-wise. Like, pure technical wrestling-wise.
But as far as me giving a flying fuck about it, that really didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe Doran and Doc Gallows versus
Rhino and Heath.
Which, I mean, again, I was like, I don't know why this exists.
Yeah, I don't know.
Another hard watch there. And then Charlie Haas and Josh Alexander. Fine match. It's just, again, why is Charlie Haas there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just bringing in random people who fucking Josh Alexander to fucking face with Big Con apparently next week, so.
Yeah. I mean, Charlie Haas was always kind of a decent technical wrestler, but that was kind of like an out of left field fucking thing for me, too.
Right. And then the group of that was known as the Ring of Honor 5 are now called Honor No More.
Yeah.
Hence the episode title. The only thing I liked about the whole fucking show was kind of them, I guess.
Last week when I watched it and you didn't, like, I think that was the same thing I said. Like, the best part of it was, like, Taven and fucking Bennett and them coming out and, like, fucking up D-Lo and shit. That was, like, literally the best part of the night.
I feel the same way. It was the best part of the night.
And again, that tends to continue.
So, I mean, wasn't great. I mean, like, and even, like, the other match that we said was good was Gresham, who was Ring of Honor. So, like...
Yeah, so Ring of Honor is basically the only thing that made this episode of Impact good.
So I'm gonna give it a 4. I'm not even gonna give it the mid card thing. I'm doing straight up 4. You didn't make it.
Yeah, I'll go with the 4.
It was a hard watch.
It was hard. I didn't even remember most of it clearly. Like, that's how bad it was. And again, I said I fell asleep like 3 times. So
that was that.
NXT was better. Right, I guess we'll move into that next.
Yeah, let's do NXT then.
We'll go from worst to best, I guess.
Fine.
I mean, this is in the middle. I mean, we'll talk about Dynamite too, because we both watched that as well, but this was a better week.
Because
it started out with fucking...
Eli Drake.
Calling out fucking Waller.
And Waller has like a restraining order against him or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah. And then fucking, he's like, oh, you got one against me, and then fucking, but not fucking Dexter Lumis, who, like, everyone's friends with now, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know anybody's fucking chill with Dexter now, except for, like, Grayson Waller.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't get that either.
Yeah.
Eli Drake and a few other people were on the dark matches for SmackDown, so expect most of them to be moving on.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of expected that anyway. So, and then, hang on, I brought up the wrong fucking thing again. Give me a second. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not what I... Why did it give me that one? Like, you type in results, why is it giving me shit from December?
That's why I asked if you wanted me to send you links.
Yeah, it's fucking pissing me off randomly.
Now we'll just hit it to an ad.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Alright, yeah, so then it turned into fucking Dexter Lumis versus Grayson Waller.
Which was fine, I guess.
Yes. Which, it was alright. And then Waller had, who the fuck, what's his name, come out?
Not Veer,
yeah.
Other one who's not Veer.
I saw him, I'm like, is that Veer? Why is he down here? And I'm like, oh, that's not Veer. Never the fuck mind. I'm like, whatever.
So, oh, look, Veer went to NXT instead.
I'm like, did they really do that? Is that why they, like, hyped him and then they didn't hype him? And I mean, let's be honest. That is some stupid shit they would probably do.
Yeah, like, oh, shit, we forgot about you. Go to NXT for a little bit.
Yeah, just go down here with the rest of the 2.0 motherfuckers.
Just put them with Gender and Shanky and the other
ones. Yeah, just make a stable out of it. It'd be okay. I'd be fine
Bollywood
with
Boys
it.
Fucking heavyweight edition. I don't fucking know. But, like, do something.
Yep. And then we got the first round match of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, which was the Creed Brothers versus Briggs and Jensen.
That match was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was. Actually, I mean, at the beginning, though, like when he ran at fucking, I forget which one's which, but fucking one of the Creed Brothers ran at fucking the other dude, and he, like, kneed him in the mouth. For, like, real, too, because he was bleeding after that. and his fucking mouthpiece goes like flying out and shit. I was like, holy shit, he like really need him in the fucking mouth.
Ow, fuck, that look at her. I don't know which Creed brothers which either. I mean,
I can't tell them apart.
I call them Tall Creed and Fat Creed. Is that how their names are?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're gonna be. It's same thing with like Briggs and Jensen. I couldn't tell them apart.
I don't know. I think Briggs is the more muscular one, and Jensen's like the straight up redneck looking dude.
Yeah, well, he's got like a fucking like mullety hair looking haircut.
It definitely looks more rednecky. Yeah, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's like the new version mullet.
Yeah,
2.0 mullet 2.0
mullet.
So the winner of that, long story short, it was a fun match. I actually liked that match.
I did too. Like I said, it wasn't bad.
And then Creed Brothers won that, so they move on. Yeah,
they move on. I know one of these made-up teams is going to throw us for a loop, because it's them. It was the Creed. When I first looked at it, I'm like, all right, I see Creed Brothers, Grizzled Young Vets, MSK, and Legado moving on. But someone's going to get loose and throw us for a fucking loop.
Well, there was another one later on.
Yeah,
which we get into, I guess, a little bit later.
I'm just saying, at that moment in time when they showed the bracket after that match, I was like, oh, one of these guys is gonna lose though.
Yeah,
because one of those actual teams is gonna lose to stupid made up team, because this always happens every year.
Blah 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 blah. Walter's coming. He's still Walter.
For now. Because they wanted to go with that other name, and then they realized, like, oh, that's the name of, like, some Nazi guy. Like, real Nazi guy. So, fuck, let's scrap that. Why can't you just call him Walter? What is wrong with Walter?
It's not trademarked.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not trademarked. That's literally the reason why.
It's so stupid, like, that they do that shit, dude. That's one thing they need to, like, stop doing. It's okay. Call him Walter. I know you don't own the trademark to that name.
You called him Walter the entire night until the very end.
Yeah. So, like, just...
Be Walter.
Yeah.
First of all, he's been Walter on every roster already.
Yeah.
Like, because he was at Royal Rumble, what, 2 years ago? He didn't do well, but, like, he was in the Royal Rumble 2 years ago.
Yeah, as Walter.
Or Survivor Series or something. Like, he was in something as Walter.
Yeah.
Like, he was on a pay-per-view as Walter. He's also been on, you know, NXT a bunch of times as fucking Walter. Walter,
exactly. People know him as Walter. Just call him Walter.
They're gonna fuck that up.
Yes, they are.
Well, they already did, but
well, yeah, they already fucked it up bad. Now no one's gonna know what to call him.
I'm gonna call him Walter.
I know. I'm gonna keep calling him Walter. That's just what we do anyway.
Right? Yeah. It wouldn't matter what the fuck.
I'm gonna keep calling you what the fuck your name. I mean,
how many times have you called Moxley fucking Ambrose?
When he first went back to being Moxley, it was pretty bad.
When he was Ambrose, how many times did we call him Moxley?
Exactly. Well, we did the same stupid shit with Seth, too.
Yeah, that was weird, by the way, when Seth called out Mox.
Yeah. Me and Mox. He didn't say me and Ambrose or me and Dean, which Dean would fit in there because it's short, too. Right. You know? It was me and Mox. And you know some internet nerd somewhere.
They did.
Oh, he's going to be in the Rumble now. He's coming back.
Well, they just put all kinds of speculation out there. I mean, there's still Cody, and there's a few other ones I want to throw out there. We'll get into later, but like.
Yeah.
We'll give it a percentage because Royal Rumble is this weekend, which is the only thing that I'm assigning for this week is Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Although we should probably have to watch Beach Break.
I was going to watch it anyway because it's
that in the middle of the week, and what the fuck are you going to watch?
And I kind of want...
Until Sunday, Saturday, whatever.
Exactly. And I want Cody to lose, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably going to get disappointed because that's going to be like his fucking title forever since he can never have the world title. All right. We'll save that for Dynamite, I guess.
Fact the thing.
Yeah.
So then it was Dante Chen
versus Guru Raj.
I don't know who either of these fucking people were.
No,
apparently Dante Chen was on this thing before, but I don't remember him. So
I was lost. Don't worry, you weren't the only one.
That match lasted like all fucking 3 minutes anyway, so it's okay.
Yep.
So who fucking? Oh yeah, Duke Hudson. Fucking, I didn't know who Duke Hudson was when he came out. Who the fuck is that guy? They said his name. I was like, oh, that guy. I remember him now.
But yeah, this is the problem with the 2.0 shit. It's like I forget who some of you guys are week to week, and I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Some of them stick with me, but some of them don't.
Most of them don't. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, I think Waller is the only one that's really stuck with us.
Waller, like, Ron Baker, just because, like...
Just because I can't get over the name, so it's...
Right, D'Angelo, because I hate him.
Yeah, he's the one I hate the most out of the whole fucking thing, man.
Well, I know Harlan because I've been calling him. He's mini Lesnar.
Yeah.
And he cut his hair and made him a fucking psychopath, I guess. I don't really know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They made him Karrion Kross, essentially.
They couldn't just make Karrion Kross. Instead of just keeping Karrion Kross.
Right.
I
That's what they did, right? Like, yep. And then they beat up Odyssey.
Yeah.
I don't think that was like right then or if it was later on, but there was an Odyssey crap with that. Might as well talk about that for a second.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Rob Baker and Santos Escobar match probably next week. That sounds okay.
Yeah, that sounds fine. I mean,
we also
know, Escobar is going to lose, but we had the Kaylee Ray versus Ivy Nile.
Yeah, I like Ivy Nile.
I like Ivy Nile. We know how much I don't like Kaylee Ray.
Right, but I mean, still, that was a fine match. It was what it was. I think Ivy is going to be fine. I think she's okay.
Yeah.
If they could just team her with Layla Hirsch somehow and just fucking... like, they're really the same person. Are they not?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
It was a fine match, though, like I said. I'm surprised Ivy won, though.
Yeah. I would have expected, you know...
But again, it's the 2.0.
Yeah, and they're trying to push their developmental people, so... Some of the people, like Kaylee Ray, who's been around, technically, she was in fucking UK forever.
And... Right. Then you change her fucking name.
Yeah.
Don't you change fucking Walter and Dewdrop. Because she was Piper Nevitt.
Yes.
And she's still Piper Nevitt.
Which I still call her Piper, because if I try to call
her...
I call it Dewdrop, because I read it as that, and... My brain's retarded, sorry.
Don't think you're supposed to say that.
Yeah, whatever. I'm talking about myself, so I can say that.
Sure, why
not? I'm not talking about anybody else. I said my brain's retarded. Then we had the next one, which was Legado versus Malik Blade and Urdis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever, they call
him Urdis. Edris. Edris. Enough. I don't know.
I'm going to call him Double E.
Yeah. Yeah, Double E works. Blade and Double E.
I guess that was a fun match to watch, and this is the team that is probably going to end up winning the fucking tournament. I don't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they do this a lot with the... I mean...
People don't really know... I mean, people know who MSK
really
was.
I can't really say Finn and fucking Samoa, because people know who they were, too. But they do these random mixed teams, right. And one of them ends up winning randomly. We had fucking... Wasn't it Pete Dunne and fucking Riddle 1 year?
Yeah.
Who won too?
Joint manipulation.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't call
themselves that. Yeah, they missed out on that horrible.
Joint manipulation is what we called them.
Yes.
That was a fine match too, like I guess. Like it was okay. but like the winner of that is gonna they face the winner of MSK and Jacket Time. You know I had to look up who Jacket Time was because I had no idea what the fuck that was.
Yeah,
what the fuck? My name is Jacket Time.
I don't know. It is a horrible name. I did the same thing. I'm like, I see. This is they kind of forced too much of the 2.0 too quick. I think is the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm not familiar with these people yet, and I understand that this is for me to get familiar with them, but it's tough.
Oh, it's funny on Twitter because Kushida was talking to Alex Shelley.
Yeah,
and he's like, those are your boys, right? MSK. He's like, oh, maybe I'll just go join the Jacket Time, and it could be Jacket Time Splitters or just something like that. And I'm like, that's pretty stupid, but I laughed about it. Anyway, Kushida and other guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's how it happened. And then Dakota Kai and somebody I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Another one of those things.
Leon.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
I don't care. Dakota Kai won, if that matters.
Yeah, Dakota Kai won, and then Walter versus Roddy.
Yeah, which actually wasn't a bad match at all.
Fun match. I mean,
but I've always said this about Roddy. Like, I don't talk, don't do anything other than wrestle, because he has decent in-ring work.
Except for that fucking running forearm thing that he does, like, 40 times in a row. Like, it looks stupid. Like,
it does
look
stupid.
Hit him with an elbow or fist or something. That forearm thing looks, like, it looks weak. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I will agree with you on that one.
Like, it's the worst move he does.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like he can pick out fucking Walter for the backbreaker, so like, but yeah. Like, I hate that running forearm thing that he does. It is the most annoying thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a problem with it too, I guess. I mean, maybe not as much as you do right now, but... It's, yeah. I also, like, I don't want Roddy to speak at all. I don't think he has any charisma whatsoever. Him,
Stokely Bevins, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
Why is Bevins a fucking unlockable character in the new
you
game?
You read that too? Yeah. Like, you have to go get, like, food or something, like chicken tenders or some shit, and then not pay for it and walk away, is what I read. I don't fucking know. Yeah, I should have saved the fucking thing.
I just read that he was unlockable. And I'm like, unlockable?
I literally, he it was some fucking tweet that he put out about
so I'm just gonna make how him to unlock him, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's 100% true, but that's what he fucking tweeted about how he unlocks himself. Or how you unlock him. And I was just like, it was in some type of mode that, like, I'm probably not going to play anyway.
It was GM mode.
Yeah.
Which sounds interesting anyway. It's what we do. It's we basically run the fucking roster.
True. But I was just like, what? I'm like, is that true? Or are you just, I don't know.
GM mode is also co-op. And you can do it locally or online. So we should set up a co-op.
That's not a bad idea.
And I'll run Raw and you run SmackDown type shit or whatever. We'll do a draft. We'll figure it out that way. I don't care what show it is. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what we'll do.
That's actually a pretty interesting idea. I never really thought of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that should be fun.
Yeah. I'm cool with that, actually. I like that idea. I want to run with that now.
Yeah. So, like, we'll do two shows. We don't need to do every fucking show that exists. But we'll put some creative characters in there. Like, we'll throw, like, Omega in there and a few other people. I don't know who else, but, like...
I don't know. We'll definitely download some people.
Definitely like download all people. Right? Yeah.
And I don't know what they give us for slots, but it's usually, like, around 100, so that's kind of scary.
Well, yeah, so it's basically going to be the top tier AEW guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Two or three legends.
Yeah, there's always a few legends in there. Especially depending on what legends they put in the game.
There's a couple different packages, so, you know.
Well, yeah, there's an NWO package, which is like Hogan, fucking Nash.
I honestly don't know, and I think X-Pac.
Yeah,
I think. Or Six, or whatever.
Whatever you fucking want to call him. It's the same person. But, yeah. And then there's another version of the game, too. I don't know
why. Is it a version where you get, like, three Undertakers? I'm like, oh, good. So, like,
yeah,
three
more Takers. This is the problem I have with this game. Is why can't they be like other games when you have one character and you just change the outfit? It's just a different outfit. You just do a different outfit thing. Don't give me eight versions of the same person. Just give me one person and I can pick from, you know... Phantom of the Opera, fucking, you know, original Taker, all the way to fucking nowadays Taker. Like, why do I have to have eight Takers?
Yeah, I hate it. Like, I don't need. First of all, he's taking up room. I get that your roster is tiny now, but like, yeah. He's taking up room there. We just go card on NXT. We didn't do that. I'm gonna give it a
six.
I was gonna say a seven or a six and a half. So whatever. Six and a half.
Meet in the middle, I guess. Six and a half.
Six and a half. It is.
Yeah.
Neither one of those were that impressive.
It's still way better than the fucking score Impact got.
Dude, Impact only got a four because I didn't want to give him a two.
I don't think I could give him a two just because there was a little bit of decent wrestling. Like, I think the only match I really paid attention to was the Ring of Honor match, to be honest with you. The
right.
Pure
I
rules.
Mean, dude, like, there was two matches built back-to-back, and I'm like, I'm not interested in either of this. Like, maybe I need to stop watching Impact so I can get interested in this, but, like, I'm like, I just don't fucking care.
I think it was just a bad week, to be honest with you, with God coming back, and...
I think that's this week, too.
That's this week coming up, and there was some shit... I should go back and look up that other one I was looking at real quick. Because it had some fucking spoilers for what they're going to set up for their next pay-per-view, and a couple of those matches sounded okay, to be honest. One second. Impact results. Spoilers. I mean, we're not watching Impact next week, so it doesn't matter. So that's what I was looking at. So apparently next week it's going to be Inspiration versus Madison Rain, Caleb with the K, Alexander versus Big Cone or Con or whatever the fuck I called him. But, bullshit. There's apparently, this match sounds stupid, Mike Bennett and Taven... Bennett and Taven, so OG fucking Kingdom.
I don't know more.
Versus Rhino and Rich Swann. So did Heath get injured during that match they just had? And why Rich Swann?
I don't know. Well,
that doesn't make sense.
Again, I don't understand why they put Doc with Joe Doran. Literally, both those people have groups that they're with.
Yeah, it's like stupid.
or a tag team that they were. And like Anderson was on commentary that whole time.
I don't know. Morrissey's facing Brian Myers in a no DQ match.
Okay. Whatever. Brian Myers and Cardona are friends outside of Impact, apparently. Like, they're friends in real life, but like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, they appeared at GCW together. GCW was also last night.
Yeah.
We do predictions for it, so I don't fuck it. A lot of weird shit happened. Like, X-Pac was there. Jeff Jarrett was there.
Randomly.
Like, a lot of weird shit was happening with that one. I didn't watch it. I'm just reading it through Twitter, and I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
Okay. Moose and Morrissey are gonna have a fucking contract signing.
Ooh, contract signings always work out well. So
then there's Bullet Club, which is Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa, so God and Jay White versus Violent by Design.
That's fun.
And I thought it set up something for...
I noticed some of the future stuff, too.
No Surrender, yeah. Here we go. What the hell? So it's going to be Good Brothers versus God is one of the matches. And it's going to be EY versus Jay White. And the two that they set up so far, I think, for No Surrender or whatever it's called.
Oh. It's reading all the spoilers to everybody.
Yeah. Whatever. It's Impact. How many people are really watching Impact?
We did.
Once. Yeah, I know.
Probably not watching it again for a long time.
I think we did this once before. We're like, oh, we're going to pick like Impact because we never watch Impact. And then we watch Impact and go, this is why we never watch Impact.
I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, that was bad.
Unless one of us is randomly on vacation and we watch everything because there's nothing else to fucking do.
That was not bad, though. I was not a fan of Impact whatsoever this week. Yeah. But God would make it better.
Yeah.
Jay White should help a little bit, but... Like I said, this week's Reservoir Rumble and probably Beach Break.
Yeah.
I don't see why we should watch anything else.
I don't think so either. I mean, Royal Rumble's already going to be like 4 hours long, probably.
Right. I mean, like, watch it every once during the week, I guess, but, like, we're probably not going to watch any of that.
I'm definitely not watching fucking Impact. Maybe NXT, just because... I keep trying to watch it. It's short, kind of, and I keep trying to watch it enough anyway that to try to get used to these new guys.
Like I said, it's not bad. It's just like, who are these fucking people?
Yep.
WWE insiders are not particularly happy with that. It's the same thing. It's like, we have no idea who these people are. Like, I don't give a fuck about them. I'm not going to gravitate towards these people.
Yeah, they thought that they were going to get a better response out of their... developmental 2.0 people, and they're not
because I mean
I don't expect it to change, because if you try to change now, it's just going to make it worse.
Right.
You kind of got to just trudge forward at this point and hope people get a little bit more interested the more they watch them.
It's because they put old versus new, like, right from the get-go. Like, you should have like fucking D'Angelo versus Braun Breaker, or you know what I mean? Like, you should have set them guys up so at least I could pick somebody that I liked.
Yeah, but you immediately went with Black and Gold versus 2.0 right away, which is probably not the best tactic, because the thing that got NXT the views it did was that stupid indie fest that it was for a while.
Right.
Which, granted, you know, wasn't really supposed to be that. It was supposed to always be a developmental thing in a way, but... It got so good for a while, but then, you know, you had competition pop up that was...
You said, they filled that niche. You don't need that niche anymore. You can go back to being strictly
developmental. Which is fine. I just think that maybe they should have took a little bit of a slower approach at it. Let me
get used to some of these motherfuckers.
Have some of these people face each other for a while instead of putting people against some of my favorites right away. I understand that some of those favorites you're keeping that are staying around, the ones that are... People like LA Knight or whatever, they're like fucking gate holders, basically.
I think he's going main roster. I think Roddy might go main roster, too.
Yeah.
Or gone.
He's either gone or main roster. And if he goes to main roster, they're going to fucking probably like ricochet the shit out of him.
24/7 champion him.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah. Champ is the only one who might have... decent success on the main roster, but still, he's not going to get used the way we want him to get used, though. He's not going to be a champion.
And if it is, it's going to be United States champion.
Or, yeah, maybe Intercontinental.
If he's lucky, he'll throw a tag team in there, but, like, you know, the tag teams are pretty locked down with Raw random team.
And the only way that you probably be okay getting him into a tag team is if you Gargano comes back.
Yeah, and I don't see that.
I don't see him wanting to come back to the main roster. Like,
no.
And he isn't going to want to go to 2.0 anymore either, probably.
They wouldn't let him in 2.0.
So...
I mean, I don't think. I mean, if you're trying to make it all developmental like that...
Yeah.
It'll end up being fucking Tommaso Ciampa and Pete Dunne.
Yeah, and I think that, like we just both said, they've had matches on main event or whatever.
Right.
Dark matches. They're definitely going main roster bound. I just... It sucks because I don't think they're going to go anywhere.
No.
They're never going to be main title pitcher. They're definitely going to be mid-card or tag team only.
Yeah.
Where else are they going
to
go?
If WWE used their
Roddy
tag
and,
team titles like they're supposed to, they would actually be fucking impressive.
Yes.
But, I mean, they won't. They use them as like a throwaway title.
It is. And it's been like that for a long time.
Right.
And no change coming from what I can see with the way that they treat the tag titles. Most teams just fucking are basically just fillers for either the New Day or the Usos.
They don't leave
Street Profits
tag teams or factions together long enough to be fucking like they used to be.
No. And a lot of them are like, they mash them together like RK-Bro, and right. It randomly works for a minute, and then it's done. Once they lose the title, that's pretty much done. Like, we know we're getting Riddle versus fucking Orton at some point.
I think Mania.
Yeah.
It's happening. Like, it's going to start to fucking, you know, something's going to happen at fucking Saudi Arabia Elimination Chamber, whatever the fuck we're calling that.
Yeah, they're having it. I read that, too. They're having it at the fucking, the Elimination Chamber match at their Saudi Arabia premium pay-per-view. Or, I don't know what the fuck they called it.
Premium live event.
Yeah, there you go.
Premium pay-per-view.
I don't fucking know. But premium live event is, yeah, that's, I read that too. And I was like, I don't know. The Saudi Arabia crap kills me. Because you already know that there's going to be a certain percentage of that roster that's just not going to be there because it's in Saudi Arabia anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the last one was better than the others. But
I guess. It's also not on a Thursday. It's on like a Saturday. I think. It's not on a Thursday. Because usually it's on a Thursday.
Usually.
And it's not on a Thursday this year.
Honestly. Maybe that's because of the... I don't know.
I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me either.
I don't know. I don't care, really.
I don't either.
I'm probably not going to watch it when it's live anyway, so...
No. It'd probably be a thing. Like an assignment, so...
It will be an assignment, which is fine. As long as I watch it by fucking Monday morning, we're all set. Which means I'll probably just watch it Saturday night anyway. Like, because it'll be on Saturday, what, early morning or something?
Noontime, yeah.
Noontime, some stupid shit like that. Which means I'll just watch it when I come home from work. So, because I'll probably be disappointed. Rumble's probably going to be a decent pay-per-view, though.
Rumble does look exciting.
I'm actually excited for the Rumble, so.
Do you want to do Dynamite and then go into Rumble?
Yeah, sure.
For fuck of it. It don't matter to me one way or another, but...
Well, Dynamite started off with Moxley coming back.
It did.
Which, like, fucking... Some fan started yelling something at him before he could even get started, and, like, I had to, like, cut it out, because he was, like... Because I watched it fucking not live.
Well, I wouldn't watch it live either, but I did a recording for him,
I just watched On Demand, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, it said, hey, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Get that guy out of here.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Very Moxley. He also, you could tell he looks a lot better, too. Like, I'm sure you've seen the fucking before and after, like, right before he left and when he came back. So, that was a hell of a promo.
Which also brings me to my fucking douchebag of the day. Bully Ray.
Yeah, that fucking comment. I'm on board with that one.
Bully Ray is my douchebag of the day, and pretty much everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So.
And everybody else, he's everybody else's douchebag of the day, week, whatever.
Yeah. So Bully Ray gets to fit there.
Yeah, because that was a jackass comment to make, dude. Like, dude, shut your mouth.
Yeah,
I love Paige's response to him. Fuck it, like, this is why everyone likes D-Von more. So, but yeah, that was a hell of a promo. That was... See, he can cut good promos. I love Moxley anyway, so I guess I'm a little biased. But that was a good return promo.
I dug it, and like I said, he came back on Rampage.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch Rampage. So.
He faced what's his fucking nuts, Ethan Page.
Oh, probably beat the shit out of him.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
That's what he did. would have thought that Josh Alexander would be in better position than fucking Ethan Page?
Seriously, right? Like, Ethan Page coming to AEW, yeah, they'll like a guy like him, and he just, him and fucking, he's a jobber now.
He pretty much is a jobber. He's a glorified jobber.
He's a glorified
jobber. Just kind of like they made fucking Scorpio, too.
Yeah, I know. Now, I look back on it, like, I kind of wish SCU never broke up, because they'd probably be in a better spot than they are right now. Like, all of them. Except for Daniels. I think Daniels
is retired.
Yeah, well, he was at like some...
quietly retired. Yeah, no, but
quietly retired, because he was at some... He had some match recently at some independent show. I can't remember which one.
Which happened.
Then we had the fucking mixed tag match, which was better than I thought it was going to be. I never have high hopes for mixed tag matches.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Like, first of all, there's this thing like, oh, he has to tag out. Like, no, he doesn't, because technically you can only face men... And women can only face women, so you don't have to tag. It can be more luchador style.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, sorry, that little table bump that Britt took, like, I'm supposed to believe that fucking hurt her.
Yeah, like, that wasn't that big of a bump that,
no, like, she fell off, like, this fucking high. And the table just broke.
Yeah, and it was, like, a perfect fall into the table. It wasn't a bad landing or nothing. She was dead.
And that was setting up a lights-out match. Like, can we stop with these lights-out matches?
Dude, I'm kind of wicked over fucking Orange Cassidy to begin with anyway. Like, it was a thing at first with the stupid slaw style and whatever, but now it's just like, I can't take him seriously against actual serious wrestlers. Like, I just can't. Not that Adam Cole is my favorite person in the wrestling world. I mean, he's not my least favorite either, though, you know? I don't know. And then talk about job is the fucking Punk and fucking Spears match.
Yeah.
Lasted all of fucking 10 seconds.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. And I remember watching the stupid little promo video right before the match when fucking Spears was like talking during it. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm this and that. And I'm like, dude, you're a glorified jobber. Like, all you are is the jobber. You're the fall guy of that group.
You're the jobber anyway. Like, yeah. The whole fucking company,
like, literally, right? No one gives a shit about you. And then, fucking, he lost in, like, 10 seconds. I'm like, see, this is what I'm fucking talking about. You suck. No one cares. This is what you're here for. So then...
Whose idea was it to call a special event in January in Ohio?
Beach break? Yeah, I know. I get the beach break thing, kind of, because a lot of colleges have spring break kind of early.
Okay, great.
But why are you in Ohio then? Why aren't you in Jacksonville or something?
Florida? Yeah, exactly. That's who's supposed to be in Florida.
Why not go to Daly's place for this one?
Why not go to California for the first time ever?
Exactly. Get out to the West Coast. Anywhere where it's kind of warm already, or warmer than it is in fucking Ohio.
Water. Place with water, first of all.
Ohio, I think, just got hit with like a massive snowstorm, and you're gonna have beach break. There's gonna still be a foot of snow on the ground.
They're gonna be fighting in the fucking snow in the lights out match. By the way, can we stop with lights out? Like, I already said that. Like, that's one of the things I want to get rid of. Lights out matches in general.
Yeah, like why can't we just have a no disqualification match?
Stop using him.
And why does he gotta say anything goes and no disqualification? He put up two separate fingers for that. They mean the same fucking thing.
Well, a street fight in no DQ and false count anywhere matches are all pretty much the same anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's slightly different is false count anywhere, because that is somewhat of a slightly different stipulation, because you can pin them outside of the ring, where all the others means you could do whatever you want, but you still got to pin them in the ring. So I could see that being slightly different, but no DQ, fucking all that other shit we said is the same thing, so I don't know. And Cody Rhodes and his stupid fucking... This is calling it the Cody Rhodes drops a pipe bomb, which that wasn't a pipe bomb. I know that was in reference to him mentioning CM Punk's pipe bomb. But what's this shit also with him saying... The thing that pissed me off, I think, the most was when he said, I built the Forbidden Door.
Right, first of all, you didn't.
That's the first thing I said. I literally screamed at my TV while watching it out loud, no the fuck you didn't. Like, you did not build no Forbidden Door.
I mean, also, can we stop calling it the fucking Forbidden Door now?
Yeah, because it's not such a Forbidden Door anymore.
Remember, the Forbidden Door used to be called the Territories, first of all.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, even if you want to get more recent, like, you still aren't that guy. Like, you didn't build it then.
No.
Impact did. Scott D'Amore built it.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. Scott D'Amore and Impact have used that Forbidden Door more than anybody else, and well before AEW came into existence.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying they've always used it the greatest. They fucked up some of the guys from New Japan when they had him over there at one point.
I also want to say that, ask Arn Anderson, because he was NWA Tag Team Champion and WWE Champion at the same, or WWF Champion at the same fucking time. Or Tag Team Champion at the same time.
Yep.
Both of them. Tag Team Champion. Oh, Tully's too. Tully's also there. Go talk to the old guys. Because they were Tag Team Champions for NWA and WWF at the same time.
Exactly.
So they invented the fucking Forbidden Door.
Yeah, like that really pissed me off. I lost.
Linus is gonna shoot you with his Glock now.
I lost all faith in that fucking promo. I'm like, dude, Cody, just go away. I hate you. And then people were like chanting Royal Rumble during it and shit. And I'm like, he's not going there.
He's not. I definitely don't think he's going there. But
I mean, you never know. But like, I don't know. I don't know. That whole I don't like Cody at all anymore. Screw Cody. I don't know why you're still relevant. Just go away. I hope Sammy beat you. Takes that title back, because, yeah.
Yeah, I also hope that. Just because I'm, you know. Don't you, Cody. Go away. Build the fucking Forbidden Door. Fuck you.
The fucking Forbidden Door. It aggravated me so bad. I'm like, this is pissing me off. I don't give a fuck what the hell you say for the rest of this.
Like, you didn't build fucking shit. And what else you got?
Then we had House...
I got distracted.
Yeah, I know. Then we had House of Black.
Cody Rhodes is also fucking douchebag of the day. Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, even two of them.
Even though it's definitely Bully Ray.
it definitely belongs to Bully Ray. And then the Varsity Blondes versus fucking House of Black, which was also kind of like a pretty quick match.
Yeah, can we stop with that match too? Stop.
The poor Varsity Blondes fucking don't get treated well at all. And they got some talent to them. Like, they just don't get treated well at all. That was a very short-lived match. And then Pac is apparently gonna have a fucking thing with fucking Malakai.
Yeah, okay. Which, why?
I don't know. I mean, I like both of those guys a lot.
Is it just because, like, Pac, like, never there?
He's never there. He's there for a few shows, and then he fucking dis-a-fucking-pairs. So, and then he all of a sudden, he comes back and does some promo shit like this for, like, a few weeks, and then he'll show up for a few weeks, and he'll disappear again. Although, I think, like, UK went into some weird lockdown again, so I don't know, maybe he got stuck at home again, I don't know.
I don't know either, but...
And then next up, we had Kazarian versus Lance Archer. Which went a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. Also, it's weird that Dan Lambert's with, like, Jake the Snake and Lance Archer.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I thought it's because Jake has left and that, you know, you gotta throw fucking Archer with somebody. That's why I thought he was with Lambert.
Yeah, but then Jake was there and I'm like, this week. Oh, okay. I'm like, so why is Lambert there?
Why do you need two managers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this Colonel Parker and shit? It didn't make sense to me either.
Yeah, I don't know. It was an okay match anyway. And then Sky Blue versus Serena Deeb, which was also another short-lived match.
It was short, but, like, it's supposed to be because, like, she's fucking badass. It's a dark match is really what it is.
Yeah, because, I mean, Sky Blue is, you know, fucking, you know, Sky Blue is, whatchamacallit, she's pretty new. She is kind of, like, their developmental, if you will. So, I mean, it made sense in the way they're billing Deeb right now, so... And then last was Sting and Darby Allin versus the Acclaimed.
Was not my favorite match because they made Sting wrestle the whole fucking time.
Yeah, and it's go like, away. Why? Why is...
Go join Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan and yell at the wall. I don't care anymore. Be a fucking manager. Be Arn Anderson.
Yes.
Go away.
I know.
Done with him.
I agree.
I wish the Acclaimed won.
I wanted them to win. I just knew they weren't going to win because it's Sting and Darby, and they pushed them really fucking hard.
They did push that really hard.
And it just go away. Both of them can go away. I don't care. Just go away. I'm done with both of them.
Yeah, I'm fine with Darby leaving too.
Yeah.
All in all, though.
It wasn't a bad show.
I guess I'll give that one a 7.5. I don't want to get too high with that either. Because
seven. I don't know if I'd go with 7.5, but
I'm fine. I'll knock it down to 7.25 then.
Yeah.
I think 7 probably works better.
Yeah.
All right, what you got from the week?
I don't know. I think that's it. I didn't get anything else. You got anything else? Because you watched more than me this week.
I mean, I don't have to talk about me. Like, other than Seth saying Mox was, I mean, I got nothing else from anywhere else. I mean, all I really do is watch WWE. It was SmackDown and Raw. You watched everything else, too.
Yeah, and Raw is never usually...
And Raw was so fucking long ago. And I think we've even done an episode since then anyway, so I think we've already kind of half-assed covered Raw.
Yeah.
Raw. That was okay, I guess. It wasn't horrible, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know.
But yeah, exactly. I don't know either. Anyway, yeah, so that's that. Anchor.fm, followed by King, followed by... Bake, we got a new little teaser from Bake.
Yep.
Go check out his new song, Save Me, featuring I-93 Carry On and Trap House Amy on YouTube.
Yep.
Coming to platforms real soon.
All right. All right.
It is Monday. It is that time again for the Monday Night Rant. I am the king of old school. Let's get right down to business, shall we? I got a couple of things on my agenda for the day. So I want to do this quickly. First off, let's go with the douchebag of the week. I didn't do it last week because I had other things that pissed me off more. But this week I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes. Why Cody Rhodes? Three words. Interim TNT champion. Okay, you don't name an interim champion. You vacate the title, and then when you're back up and running properly, you challenge for said title again. That's how it is in every other promotion. Hell, if you even wanted to, you could be that asshole like Shawn Michaels did prior to WrestleMania 10 and walk around with a second belt. But it's not how it works. You're an asshole. Give it up, Cody. Okay. Now, what else we got going on? I wanted to touch on Roman Reigns. I am very impressed with his heel run. And I've been thinking about it a lot in the last couple of days, that what he's doing as a heel in the past, what is it, 500 and something days, has been so much more remarkable than everything he did leading up to that point. He was the only one in the Shield that didn't get his own personality, pretty much. He just pretty much was just the same guy. He walked out, hey, I'm the only guy left in the Shield. They didn't really do anything special for him. They kept him with the same entrance music, pretty much. All they really did with him was they changed up his vest thingy to make it more customized. They never gave him his own personality. They never gave him his own opportunity to make a personality for himself. It was, oh, I'm the big dog. Okay. They turn him heel, and he becomes this dominant, angry head of the table, tribal chief. I want my respect. I want relevance. Okay, I like this character that they put on him. Now they finally gave him a personality. Having him drop the title to Seth Rollins, I think, would be a setback to what everything they've just done for the past year and a half. However, I do not see the WWE keeping the title on Reigns until WrestleMania, because by that point, doing the math, he's going to have that title for almost 2 fucking years at that point. If not over 2 fucking years. So, I don't know. From a fan's perspective, I'd like to see Reigns hold the title and have it be Reigns and Lesnar for the Universal title, for the SmackDown title at WrestleMania. Again, I say that's from a fan's perspective. But it is what it is. They're probably going to make Reigns drop to Rollins, and Lesnar's probably going to retain. Don't want to see that, but that's probably what it's going to be. Again, fan's perspective, because I have been trying to look at this Royal Rumble from a fan's perspective. I want to see Lashley take out Lesnar. It's probably not going to be it's probably going to happen that way, and it's probably not going to be a clean win. That's what I'm expecting to see. There's going to be shenanigans in some way, shape, or form. It's going to be a disqualification win. It's going to be an impressive match, no matter what happens. But it's not going to be anything major. That's what I'm saying is probably most probable from a fan's perspective. Once again, I want to see Lashley win the title. I think Lashley is just about that much better than Lesnar. That, and I think Lashley is going to be a better champion. But from the storyline, that's probably not going to happen. Was looking at the other matches at the Rumble. Conspicuous by their absence, there is no SmackDown Women's Championship match because Charlotte Flair is in the Rumble, the Women's Rumble. Folks, if Becky Lynch is still the champion come the end of the Royal Rumble, by the time that the Women's Rumble starts, it's going to be Charlotte Flair that's going to win the Rumble, and it's going to end up with Charlotte Flair being the double champion like Becky Lynch was a few years back. Expect it. There's no gray. That's how it's happening. So unless Doudrop shocks the world and wins the belt, the Women's Rumble is going to be so predictable and so much going to piss me off. Moving forward, let's talk about this Forbidden Door again. Again, I'm going to talk about probabilities because, you know, Kenny Omega's not coming through. Okay? CM Punk's not coming through. Daniel Bryan is not coming through. Okay, those are probably going to be zero probability for all of those guys. John Moxley, slight probability, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think that there is a slightly higher probability of seeing Cody Rhodes than John Moxley. In fact, I would not be totally surprised to see that happen, but I don't really think it's going to, but again, I would not be surprised. Looking on other names that I've seen, other names that I'm thinking, guys like Big Show and Mark Henry, there's probably a little bit of probability of them coming through. I think more so Mark Henry than Big Show. And the only reason why is because I have heard Mark Henry say in the past that he wanted one more WrestleMania match. I don't think it's going to come to him walking in as an AEW talent and winning the Royal Rumble. But I have heard him say that. So, I don't know. There's other guys out there. I think that there's a strong possibility of seeing Chris Jericho on a Legends contract one night done. I think that there's a better probability of, the best probability probably is seeing, like Clayton keeps saying, Braun Strowman, or what's his name, Big Cass. But there's other shit that could happen as well. They said that they're talking to a handful of wrestlers that were released in 2021 about coming back just on a 24-hour contract for the Royal Rumble, or signed to a short-term contract. And that would, again, would open up the door for Braun Strowman. My question is, again, could this be a piss-you-off, fuck-you deal? Could it be Bray Wyatt? Do you think Bray Wyatt's going to sign and come back anyway? I don't know. But there is one thought, one thing that I saw bounce around that actually sounds like it could be legit. If Sting still has a Legends contract that is valid, where he is a Hall of Famer, I believe that the Hall of Fame ring comes with a Legends contract. If that is still valid, I would not be surprised if he is the one coming through the forbidden door, just so that he can say, I've competed in the Royal Rumble. I don't like it, but it's a possibility. And I know the boys will hate that idea, but it's a possibility. So that's all I've got on this forbidden door. Looking at the Rumble match itself, last I saw, there was only 15 names announced, meaning that there is still half the field out there. I think that those 15 names are probably... I know one of the 15 names is going to end up being X-Pac. He is not officially on there. And he's already come out on Twitter and a couple other places saying that he's in the Rumble. Unless he's fucking with people, which I don't think... I mean, why do that? You know? But unless he's fucking with people, he's going to make number 16. I didn't notice Cesaro on the list, so I'm assuming he's going to be out there as well. Unless the field of these other 15 guys... my thing is, unless, for instance, Drew McIntyre is cleared to wrestle, I think that your winner of the Rumble is going to be one of these 15 men and that are already announced. My thoughts right now, I don't see any clear-cut favorite to win the Rumble. It all depends on what happens with the championships. My belief is that if Seth Rollins, given what's happening recently, if Seth Rollins walks away with the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns will automatically challenge Lesnar for the Raw Championship if he retains. If that is the situation, I see, given recent events, Kevin Owens winning the Royal Rumble and challenging Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I also see, if Brock Lesnar retains, I can see that as a way of giving a push to AJ Styles to get him off of Raw because apparently AJ Styles and Paul Heyman have some legitimate heat backstage. So, and where Styles at least is signed long term, or for a longer term than Heyman, I think that could give him what he wants to get onto SmackDown. Rumble, I pick, I'm going to choose you. There you go. So that's my thought there. Aside from that, I'm really going with the field because I don't see a clear-cut winner yet. I'd like to, but I don't see it. I will make a bold prediction that Austin Theory, where he's Vince's boy, is going to end up in the final four. I'd be very surprised to see him not in the final four. I would say that there is even a slight possibility that he wins the Rumble. Don't want to see it, but I'd say there's a slight possibility of that. But yeah, that's what I got right now. Hopefully things will be different, but got a couple things planned for after the Royal Rumble bullshit's all over. We'll see if I get to that or see if something else jumps in front of it. Next, I did have a question, but I think I might hold off on that. Yeah. So with that, I'm done talking to myself.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background, featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, so we're back. Go check out that new Bake song, by the way.
Yes.
So what do you got?
I
agree with King. Austin Theory is going to be
final Austin Theory four. Final four. I agree with.
I literally as we were listening to it and he was talking,
could even technically be final two. Like you,
I also think thought. He might be one of the final. I don't think he's going to win.
I don't think he's winning at all. I don't see. It's really tough to tell you who's going to win right now because like I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure. It really kind of depends what happens with the title matches because whoever loses their title is in the Rumble.
It all depends on what title is going to be the actual main event of the night and which title is going to open it because that's pretty much how that's going to work.
It wouldn't surprise me if Reigns lost the title and then makes himself number 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It wouldn't shock me if Lashley lost the chance and then made himself number 30.
It wouldn't shock me either.
So it depends on what happens with those two title matches is who I think is... And whoever... I think one of those four people is probably going to win the Rumble.
Yes. There's a good chance that one of the four people in the two title matches are going to be the one to win the title. Because right. I really don't see... Excuse me. Anybody else doing it
I suspected Big E for a little bit. But now he's so far away from it that I don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
Lashley, not Lashley. McIntyre won't be back yet.
McIntyre is not back.
And he just fucking won it.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna. I hate when they do that shit sometimes. Like I like McIntyre a lot, but I wouldn't like. He spent so much time in and around that main title picture over the last year that it's like, this little injury break right now is probably a good thing.
I don't see Orton. I don't see fucking Riddle. I don't see any of them people.
I don't see any of them being. Big enough right now or hyped enough right now, you know?
So, I mean...
And you don't really have much else for main, you know, event fucking...
So it's going to be one of those four. I mean, KO's a good shot. I read something that fucking AJ Styles was going to win, which I thought was bullshit.
I
also read something that said Veer was going to win, so, like, you take what you want to take.
Yeah, exactly. You read all sorts of shit, you know?
So Veer's going to make his debut at the Rumble. And then win.
I saw that too. So I was like, oh, he's gonna come in first and eliminate everybody. I'm like, oh my god.
Someone came and saying is if Charlotte is in the Rumble, that she'll fucking end up winning or whatever. And Lesnar was in the Rumble when he was champion and lost.
Yes.
To set up another feud with somebody else who didn't win the Royal Rumble, like one of the final four.
Yeah.
Which is what I think is gonna happen with Charlotte.
Yeah.
That set up another sense. Feud.
That makes sense.
Unless they want, you know what I mean? It's just like a good matchup between them.
Yeah, because if she wins, I don't see Piper or Doudrop, whatever the fuck you want to call her. I don't see her beating Becky.
Me neither.
You know, I mean, I'm sure she'll come really, really fucking close because that's what they'll do with her. But, I mean, I don't see it beating Becky.
Dark horse for the Women's Rumble, Liv Morgan.
Thought I had to.
Dark horse, though.
Definitely thought I had to. Like, not probable in my eyes.
Yeah, you know what?
But.
During prediction Friday, I'll probably pick her.
Yeah.
Just because I get really, like, a crazy shot of somebody winning. It's or Lita. It's going to end up being Lita versus Charlotte at WrestleMania.
I think so, too, because we already got Charlotte versus Trish.
Right. Which I retired your friend.
Yeah, exactly. So, I wouldn't be surprised that if it came down to, like, Charlotte, Lita, Liv, and somebody else.
Bianca.
In that final four. And Lita's the one to throw Charlotte out close to the end like Asuka. That. You know, yeah. Actually, Asuka would probably be my bet to actually win it if she comes back. If she comes back at the Rumble, which there's a lot of hype around that right now, too.
I got her an 85% chance of being at the Rumble.
Yeah. So
in my own head, like I know nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I don't know anything either. There's a lot of hype around that. I think it'd be a great time to bring her back.
Yeah, me too.
But I honestly think like Charlotte will be in it for a minute. So won't Lita. Lita will toss her out. Lita won't make it and win.
Right.
But it will set up that feud. Yeah, match. It will set up that feud, and whoever wins will go after fucking Becky, maybe Asuka.
Right.
You know. That wouldn't be bad.
Asuka versus Becky, right?
Yeah, like that would be.
Or maybe it would just be Liv. Like I said, real dark horse, but like I don't really was in that match because they have still like 10 people out there.
It would be. I mean, you could even see some shit happening where like everyone forgets about Liv for a minute.
Right.
Asuka thinks she won. Boom, over the top.
And that happens.
You know, shit like that happens all the time.
Maybe be a co-champion. If he fucking
Bianca, or they go out together.
To go out together.
They'll go out together fucking, and it'll be like some fucking triple threat match now or something, you know? They fucking, what was that? Fucking Luger and Hart?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
So they have co-champions.
Yeah.
Co-winners.
Yeah.
Stupid shit like that.
You never know, man.
All right, let's get into the rumor mill. Forbidden Door.
Yeah, for the men's side.
Either side. You can throw anybody out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
or
see...
Just throw a big return. You can throw big returns out there, too.
Yeah, so like, Asuka's definitely like, a big return, I expect.
Pretty high.
Yeah. Men's side, like, I don't know.
It's not Omega. It's not Cody.
It's not going to be Omega. I highly doubt it's going to be Cody. I very even highly doubt it's going to be Moxley,
right?
To be honest with you.
I still got Moose... Big Castle's a big fucking one that I didn't really... think about, but maybe it's him.
With what's going on the Impact side with him being in that title picture with Moose, that's a real possibility. Also, he used to be with the company.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility as well, since we already know Mickey's going to be there.
Zack Ryder.
Another possibility, Braun Strowman, we've already discussed. Yeah,
Braun Strowman, I got a possibility.
I have like a funny 96% feeling.
Fucking chance that Braun Strowman is there.
I'm just expecting that, you know?
Taker is supposedly backstage as well. I mean, because Michelle McCool is in
the. Yeah, she's in the women's room.
I don't think he's doing anything.
I don't think he's
doing anything. I hope he's not doing anything.
I really hope not either.
Because if so, he can go yell at the wall with Sting and fucking.
Yeah, it's that time. I mean, we both know how much we both love Taker.
Right.
But
I don't want to see Kane either, for that matter.
Exactly. Same thing. He was like my number one favorite of all time. I just, all you guys can go away now. It's okay.
I don't want to see any of these fucking legends. But then I realized that they called fucking Summer Rae a legend.
Yeah, so. Dude, she's a little rough. I didn't even recognize her at first. I'm like, that's Summer Rae. Like, she didn't even look.
She looks different.
Way different. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, so...
But yeah, they called her a legend. The internet loved that.
They call them all legends when they're alumni. They don't say WWE alumni.
Yeah.
They say legend or Hall of Famer.
Yes.
That's literally the difference.
This is true. But it made a lot of people fucking... It made a lot of memes.
Yes, it did. Back to guessing who's going to not be there. So, Strowman, I think, is really high. Cass, I think, is pretty high.
Even Moose is sort of kind of high, just because you have the women's champion going to be there. I mean,
I can see that.
Or it could be somebody
Josh
like...
Alexander. I got him wrestling against a lot of people right now.
This is true. I don't know about that one, though.
I don't either. I'm just throwing some names out there.
I don't know if that's enough.
It's like a 2% chance.
Because you need somebody with some kind, like that, at least you're
typical fan. You don't really know who Moose is.
This is true, which is why I think it's going to be like Strowman or something like that. I said Moose is a real possibility, but at the same time, nobody knows who the fuck Moose is if you don't watch Impact. And that's not a lot of casual fans right now, I'm sure.
It's not even us.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And we're big time fans of wrestling, and that's not even us. Nope. So, I've never been a huge fan of Moose anyway.
Oh, it's fine.
Another big ex-football guy.
He is just another big ex-football guy. What about Goldberg? I know we don't want him. We want him yelling at the wall too. But what about him in the Rumble?
It's always a possibility. They love him for some fucking
in the Rumble
reason.
Match, you could protect him way better because you wouldn't have to do as much.
Yeah, exactly. You could pretend to be getting beat up in the corner for half the fucking thing and just sit there until he gets his stamina back.
I mean, I don't see him winning anything. Like I said, no. I really think whoever wins that fucking those two title matches are going to determine
who
wins the Rumble.
Yeah. Because whoever fucking loses is going to end up being in there.
Yeah.
At some point. Number 30, 28, some shit like that. Easily. Because, I don't know who else. They don't have enough people for the main title picture right now to win a Rumble and have that kind of a run.
So if you had a dark horse for the men, it'd probably be Austin Theory.
It would, yeah. It immediately would be Austin Theory, just because of how big they are on him, how big Vince is on him.
Old Braun Breaker.
I'd rather go with Austin Theory.
Me too. Unless you're on the fucking main roster.
Yeah, exactly. And Braun Breaker would piss me off so much.
Yeah.
That would really piss me off. He just won that title. Let him stay down there for a minute.
Let him develop.
Please. Yeah, exactly. Don't try to push him real fast just because of who he is.
In the Rumble, I think LA Knight.
From NXT, we could see LA Knight.
LA Knight, Pete Dunne, and Ciampa
are all possibilities. And Roddy. Yeah, they're all possibilities. All of what's left of the black and gold, basically.
So those four, let's put those four like a 75% chance each. You're not going to get all four of them.
No.
You might get
one, two.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think you get more than two of them.
I don't think you get more than two of them. Like I said, Cody, the possibility's there, but it's not.
There's always a possibility there because he's ex-WWE, and that's what they're going to want to do. That's why they picked Mickey anyway. I also heard that they were trying to go after the fucking Iconics.
Right.
So, again, ex-WWE.
Also, wouldn't surprise me if they fucking showed up either.
No. They said they turned it down.
To help Mickey win. Yeah. To be in the match.
Exactly. So, I
they help Mickey win, and it's an Impact invasion. They needed a fucking invasion. Like the ECW big invasion that they had a couple years ago.
Both companies, even though WWE will always be fine, both companies could benefit from something like that right now. Just because of the fact that Impact obviously needs a boost.
They do.
This is why they're having so many people come in through their shit right now.
Right.
And WWE could use something to inject a little bit more of a fucking liveliness into
it. They also inject more of the unpredictability-ness of it.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean by the liveliness. Unpredictability. It needs something different right
because
now.
All three of us are pretty sure that whoever loses those title matches are going to be in the fucking Rumble.
Yeah, and they're probably going to be the winner.
Right.
A huge chance. There's an 80% chance that whoever loses out of one of those first match or whatever, whoever it tends to be, whether they were the champion before or they were the contender.
Is going to be in that Rumble.
Yes. And there's an 80% chance that they're winning. Solid. Probably more than that, to be honest.
Because you cut
so many people. This is the thing, too, with cutting so many people. You've thinned your main event part of your roster pretty thin. Because the only other people I could see going into that picture are AJ or Kevin, but I just don't feel like either one of them are there right now.
Kevin's a real strong, especially if Seth wins.
especially if Seth wins, I still, even though the Usos are banned from ringside,
right,
I still have a strong feeling that there's going to be interference.
Are banned from ringside. Yes, Solo is not.
Exactly. So who exactly? Who the knows? You know. And there's so many ways that there's still gonna be interference probably somehow. So I don't know if Seth's gonna win that. I think Seth's just a good person to go against Roman right now.
Moxie's gonna interfere in that.
That
would be some crazy shit.
That would blow the roof off the place.
Yeah,
and, really, and in that case, you would have to have that be your fucking actual main event of the night.
Even though
we're all expecting Leslie versus Lashley to probably be the main event just because of the way they're pushing it.
No, maybe not. I think Lesnar's kind of like in for the fucking sport now. You know what I mean?
Lesnar, like, this time around, since Lesnar's come
it
back,
it seems like he's more into like.
He's a lot different than he was.
Even the Rumble. When McIntyre eliminated him.
Yeah, which we all didn't think was going to happen. Right. But then it happened and we all flipped the fuck out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, holy shit. So, I mean, yeah, he's a lot different than he used to be, like, two, three years ago.
He seems a little more chill.
Yeah, definitely a little bit more chill. Definitely seems like he's enjoying it. Yeah, right? More personality. Seems like he's enjoying it more, too.
Heyman said, I'm glad he picked up a mic and learned how to talk. Like, I was tired of talking for him. Like, I'm tired of talking about him, is what he actually said.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, he does. He has a lot more personality right now. And it's like, I don't hate him like I used to.
I don't hate him. Because he's also there.
Yeah.
Pretty much weekly. So, like, that
which, again, like I said, like, he definitely seems like he's having way more fun with this now than he ever did in the past.
And this is probably going to be his last run, because if he doesn't ever run after this, I'm going to be pissed at him.
Yeah.
Because he can go join the Wall Yellers. That's what we're calling that fucking group now, the Wall Yellers.
It's funny, because if you think about it, both him and Lashley are like, what? Like, they're not even a full year apart?
44, 45, I don't even know which one's older.
Yeah, and it's like...
45 and 46. Either way, let's call them both 45.
Yeah, they're way older than we actually realize
R-Truth
they are.
Is 50.
I know, R-Truth is a fucking vampire, though, so...
R-Truth is fucking 50.
R-Truth looks exactly the same as he did R-Truth in Impact fucking days, okay?
R-Truth will win the Rumble and challenge for the 24/7 title.
Which he probably already has.
No, he doesn't. Fucking.
Oh, he couldn't have by then. Oh, no. I mean, there's only. Like, well, there's tonight and shit.
No, it doesn't matter. Pre-taped. Yeah. All that stuff is taped beforehand. It's a 24/7 title.
Yeah, well, sometimes they come out on the show.
No, right no, now. No. I'm saying, like, I mean, you know how they. Those things.
Most of it is
24/7. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Most of it is pre-taped bullshit. There is random moments where they do come out, though, and in the middle of a match and randomly fucking 1, 2, 3, and
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But, yeah, I don't know.
Any more? Bray Wyatt possibility? I got under 50%.
It's been tossed around out there. I mean, he fits the mold.
Every name has.
Yeah, well, because what it is...
They released so many fucking people that, like, fucking 200 names are on this list.
I mean, like... In that case, like, Karrion Kross is even a possibility. He even said recently that he was open to working with them again. So
they brought him back.
I mean, if you think about it logically, anybody that they've recently cut is a possibility.
Right. Karrion Kross, I don't see him.
Don't see him. That's like a 25% chance thing, honestly.
I see that under 10. I see Bray before I see him. But
yeah, and I don't think Bray's coming.
Fuck, I see Del Rio before I see both of them.
Oh, please don't. You had to say it.
I did.
You had to fucking say it.
But that's what I see. Prepare to be disappointed. Because it's not going to be... It's going to be Braun fucking Strowman. But like...
Ryback randomly.
Oh, God. Is that what we're doing? All right.
Hey, you threw out Del Rio.
He said Sting.
Yeah, he said Sting. You got Del Rio. I got Ryback. So there we go. We all got our fucking horrible fucking... Please don't happen pick.
Yeah. Please don't happen. Ryback can go yell at the wall, too.
Yeah, that's... He yells at his podcast or whatever the fuck he does.
I don't know what he does. I know what he does.
I've always hated Ryback, so I just
I'm picking Braun Strowman, and
Braun Strowman I think is my biggest percentage chance that's gonna be
that's
forbidden
what I think.
Door.
That's who I think. 100. I mean, not 100%. Nothing's 100% wrestling, but that's definitely what I'm going with.
Yeah.
And then I'm picking. Theory to be my dark horse to win. No, just kidding.
Theory is
a good dark horse. And yeah. Morgan on the other side.
Yeah, I agree with both of those. I probably am going to say the same thing. honestly, with the dark horse theory on both of them. Braun's definitely my biggest pick to come back as a surprise one. Because it's just going to be for the Rumble anyway. And he can come in, throw out a bunch of people, and then get randomly taken out by somebody.
Yep.
Or a bunch of people.
Shock and return, Elias. Because he's been gone for like fucking 8 months. I don't know how long he's been gone for. But he's been gone for a long fucking time.
He has been gone for a while. I don't know if I call that shocking return, though.
Yeah?
Possible return.
Okay, for fine. Sure. Whatever. Like,
I'm not going to be shocked if Elias comes back.
I'm not going to be shocked either, but like, I'm like, oh, fuck, Elias is here? Whatever.
I mean, shocking would be like Bray.
Shocking would be Bray.
Or Mox, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
That'd be shocking, but I don't think it's happening. I see
what I would
Cardona find, before I see fucking...
Yeah, what I would find as shocking is probably not going to happen anyway.
Right. I mean...
We predict a lot of this stuff because we watch a lot of it, and it is really easily predictable. I mean, the Rumble is that one time a year where you actually
I just like to throw have that names excitement. I want someone fucking different to come back. Like,
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, seeing Edge come back and then seeing Christian come back the year after.
In a short period of, 5 years, you had AJ randomly show up. You had Edge come back, you know,
right.
Christian come back. So there's been a few big moments in the past 5-6 years of the Rumble that it's like, okay. You know, I'd be very interested in having one of those moments. I just don't know if this year is going to be one of those moments.
I don't either. I think it's going to be very
disappointing. I think we're all getting a little too excited about that stupid little fucking inside thing. Because
somebody said that there's a fucking...
Because somebody let out some stupid little inside thing that there's going to be some forbidden door entry, and now it's just like, it's gone crazy.
It's gone crazy. Like,
and we're all going to be really disappointed.
Contracts expiring bullshit.
Yeah.
Speaking of contracts expiring. What about Brian Cage in WWE? Not for the Royal Rumble. Because his contract
not for the Royal Rumble, yes. But I think it's a big possibility.
I mean, he's already done Impact. He's already done everything else.
He's done Impact. He's been in AAA for fucking ever.
And he's a big meathead.
Yeah. He's a guy Vince would like.
Right.
And he doesn't have, like... He's got pretty decent charisma for a big meathead.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of those guys usually don't have a lot of charisma. You know what I'm saying?
I can see it being him.
So, I would like... I like Brian Cage. I've always secretly liked Brian Cage. Even though he looks like a big, giant, stupid meathead. Yeah. He's actually pretty cool, and I like him. So, because he does shit that you don't expect a guy that looks like him to do.
Right,
exactly. He's probably one of the more athletic, giant guys like that. He's more athletic than most of them.
Yeah, I got like him and probably Wardlow.
Yeah, Wardlow's pretty athletic for a big guy, too.
I can't believe I fucking split that.
He was standing there with MJF again this week. I'm like, dude, when are they going to like make him turn on MJF? Like, it's going to cost him at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably when he finally has that match with Punk, honestly, is what I see happening. Yeah,
he's just going to walk away from him when he asks for help or something.
Yep, he'll be sitting there begging for help, and he'll just turn around. And
yeah.
Peace out, bitch.
And Punk puts him in the Anaconda vice.
Yep. Puts him to sleep, makes him tap something, yep. You know? So, I that's a real possibility.
But yeah, back to yeah. A bunch of those contracts are expiring, and they're not going to sign anybody.
Yeah.
Cage, Marco Stunt's not coming to WWE.
Marco Stunt's not coming to WWE. Cage, I'm pretty sure is done with AEW now. Wardlow,
well, he's still on the contract. He's just going to separate from blah blah blah.
So I mean, I don't.
How fucking MJF. Coming into Royal Rumble would really fuck things all up.
That would fuck with people.
that would destroy the wrestling world.
Yeah, that would cause it to implode and nobody would be able to fucking know what's going on anymore.
They're like, what the fuck just happened? Anyway, it's like CM Punk come back would be like ultimate justice.
Yeah.
But like,
I doubt that though. Punk has a lot of hate for the WWE.
You know what that really happened? Maybe give it to next year, but you know if that really happened? Is like Kane would have to be in there and Punk would have to come eliminate Kane without being in the match.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's how literally the last thing that you saw of Punk.
Yeah.
I think that would just give it ultimate justice. But again, that's in like my world. That's like, my fictional there's fucking.
5% chance of
Mistress
that.
Mistress in Theater fucking 5.
Maybe
negative
even
five.
1% chance. You know? 99% chance that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Can't say never in wrestling.
But yeah, that ain't happening.
That's
you can't say never, but that's never happening.
Alright.
So Ring of Honor guys.
Again, another big possibility. I mean, technically, Braun Strowman is a Ring of Honor guy now.
Technically, so you see EC3?
No.
It's not going to be EC3. They didn't know what to do with him anyway when they had him on any roster.
He should have stayed with Impact. I mean, yeah. Although Impact did kind of fuck him over at the end, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't see, like, Taven or anybody showing up.
No, I don't see... But those are all Impact guys now, so who knows?
Yeah.
Where is the Royal Rumble? St. Louis or something? It's Midwest, right?
I think so.
I'm trying to think of like who would be local.
I don't know. Depends on where it is. I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
head
it up on my phone.
Yeah, I don't think it's that important because it's not like I know where everybody's from, but like.
Let me see. It is in.
St. Louis, that was right.
Yep, St. Louis, Missouri.
Which means that Randy Orton is not winning.
Yep, because it's his hometown. So, you know how that goes. I don't know who else.
I don't really have a... Danhausen? That's too gimmicky for WWE, you think?
I think that's way too gimmicky. And that's
I think it fits with this stupid little fucking bullshit, though. Like, Danhausen would be a great...
It does fit.
It's so hokey that it works.
But I do think that they're going to want somebody that people are going to at least recognize.
Oh, I agree. But
Danhausen. That's the only reason I say no to Danhausen.
But he could be like the third guy out there and just get eliminated by the fifth guy. Nobody would care.
Depending on who comes out when and like what monster may be out there at the time, that's just going to like throw him out as soon as he comes in. So.
But I don't see him there either. I just had to think of a fucking ROH guy real quick, and I don't really have that many that would be that. I mean, Gresham's probably the biggest star, and it ain't going to be him.
Gresham's probably the biggest star, and I don't see it being him.
Right.
I mean,
the only other person I see being PCO because he has former ties with the company.
He does.
But again, not very strong possibility of that happening.
Jay Lethal?
Not happening.
Yeah, no. They're not going to want to touch him, right?
Nope. They shouldn't want to touch him.
Rumble,
they
shouldn't want to touch him. Nobody should want to touch him. Apparently, AEW doesn't give a fuck. But...
Right. I mean, but. Yeah, I don't have another. Anyway, yeah, so Braun Strowman's going to be the Rumble. We'll see prediction Friday for the Royal Rumble predictions, which is on Saturday, which pisses me the fuck off. I hate Saturday pay-per-views.
Yeah, I'm not fond of them.
So, we'll see you Friday for that.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch, what the hell are we watching?
Beach Break and
from
Rumble,
Ohio,
obviously.
In January.
Yes.
In Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
From St. Louis, with Randy Orton not winning. And Ron Strowman there.
Yes.
Prepare to be disappointed.
Yeah. I don't have high hopes. That's all I'm saying.
Neither do I.
Alright.
We'll talk more about that on fucking Friday.
Yep.
Alright, until then, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.